Hi, this is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview was recorded live on the exhibit floor at the 2017 NAB Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. For all our NAB interviews, visit nabshowbuzz.com. And welcome back to the Digital Production Buzz at NAB. We're talking with Sam Messman, the CEO of LumaForge. And if you haven't heard of Sam Messman, you obviously have not attended a super meet or listened to a speech recently, because the man is everywhere. Gracious. Hello, Sam.
Hey, Larry. How you doing?
I assume you've given up speech for most of the event, asleep for most of the event.
I'm here, but I don't know how here I'm completely am at this point. I'm probably on the same page you are. I think you're a little busier than me, but it has been quite a ride this week.
It has been. NAB is always crazy, but I want to focus on what LumaForge is doing, because you guys are doing some very interesting stuff in collaboration, and I want to talk about that. But give us a one-paragraph description of LumaForge first.
So we are a editorial and post-production-focused shared storage company, and by that I mean we focus on use case for the editor. So we focus on the application and how people are working, and we build around that. So we have four products. We have the Jellyfish Mobile, Tower, Rack, and ShareStation. Each one is designed for a different type of customer and a different sort of use case. So this is all the way from onset and hotel editing with the mobile up through large products with projects without a server room, which is the Tower. The Rack is for mid-sized facilities, and then the ShareStation is for large facilities who are looking to go at the speed of light. You know.
Well, we've talked with a number of shared storage companies from during the show. Why should somebody consider you?
It all blends together after a little while, doesn't it? So, you know, I think the major thing is this is by editors for editors. Frankly, I hate shared storage. I have no passion for it whatsoever. It is a tool used to tell stories. And so the reason we built this company is because I kept running into issues with the shared storage solutions that we were integrating. And so we decided that we were going to build something that was editor-centric, that was built to be approachable for what editors do, easy to set up, pre-configured, managed, and as close to plug-and-play as humanly possible, that's also designed to perform for whatever application that you're trying to work with. So this is media-centric. It's not just another vertical. And I guess that's sort of the difference for us, is we approach it from a storyteller's perspective.
Well, that really brings us to the idea of collaboration, because increasingly editors are working in small groups or even medium-sized groups to collaborate. How do we collaborate in a Final Cut 10 environment, or how do we collaborate in a Premiere environment?
Well, what's interesting is on the Final Cut side, all of the apps are great in their own way, and they all have their limitations in other ways. So, for instance, on Final Cut 10, you need optimized shared storage in order to collaborate effectively, but you can't do bin locking like you can at Avid. So you're going to have to duplicate a library, and you're going to have to use a couple commands to move stuff to and from. Now, that said, you can easily work in a collaborative atmosphere, and we have people all over the world doing it, but there are limitations that you need to be aware of in order to pull that off, whereas Premiere, they're continuing to update their collaborative workflow. And basically, you know, it's, I think at the moment, still a little Final Cut 7 centric, but with some of the stuff that is now coming on the Premiere side, it looks like they're going to be diving a little bit more Avid centric around where some of this is. And Avid is kind of still the gold standard. But what's interesting is I think the collaborative workflow that I'm most interested currently is on the Resolve side.
How so?
So essentially, if you look at what DaVinci's done here, they are now creating a master timeline, basically, that your colorist, your editor, your VFX person, and now your sound designer can all work from with. And it's basically because of their SQL database, when you enter into collaboration mode, you can have multiple people working on a specific part of the timeline, but there's one owner. So there's someone who's controlling this, but allowing everyone to come in and collaborate and work on their specific aspect. And this, I think, is the interesting concept that a lot of people are interested in, because you can have a VFX department working from Fusion, right? And then these frames are going to update, and the Resolve colorist is going to color those frames, and then the sound design is going to happen underneath. And then if you need to change a few frames, instead of having to conform out to Pro Tools or some of these other things, you might be able to work in Fairlight. And it's this concept of smaller conform that I think people are desperate for.
To simplify the whole, in fact, if you make the conforming process disappear, that would be ideal. But what happens, it becomes silos. As I edit, then I color correct, then I do sound design, and then I do output.
And I often do all of these things in different geographic locations, right? Because editorial has different needs than VFX, which has different needs than color correction, which has different needs than sound design. And often you have, I think the post house of the future is talented freelancers who band together onto a shared environment where they are able to work from the original media, and whether they need to work in proxy or they need to work in DNX or something on Avid and do these various things, everybody has access to the same media. So no matter what you're doing, you're pulling from the same place and truly collaborating in a way where you're not slowed down by, frankly, unnecessary tasks that have nothing to do with your story.
So what have you guys got that's new for the show?
So we are, a lot of this is major upgrades to what we're doing. So for instance, on the Resolve side, we have Resolve Collaborative Database built into the server. So you don't need to have all the Ethernet cables coming out. It's just part of your server. We have a new operating system that's going to allow more third-party development on top of this. So we're going to be able to build in asset management, all of these other things directly inside the server on boot. We have expandable Jellyfish. We have, and our enterprise product, the ShareStation, is built on 100 gig Ethernet backbone, which is absurdly fast. But if you come by the LumaForge suite, basically the one thing you'll see that no one else is showing is a, we partnered with Atto, and we have a 40 gig direct to Thunderbolt 3 on the new MacBook, where we are about to break the sound barrier as soon as we get some new high-end Macs. So this is, the world is changing on the technical side. We're basically, our goal is like, how fast can you go and how few beach balls can you get as you do it?
What are you looking at for the future?
For the future, we're curious where VR is going to go from the storytelling aspect, and whether this is going to start merging with AR, whether this is going to catch on. But I think if you really look at where this is going in the next few years, I think basically the movie industry is going to turn into the still photography industry at a certain level, where you can work with whatever resolution you want in a moving picture, and it's going to feel like you're working in Photoshop with a file. You know, I think that is what people truly want. I think they want this to get simpler, easier. I mean, video literacy is something that is coming, and you're going to see people all over the world. It's not going to be Hollywood anymore. Our target customer, strangely enough, is not Hollywood. It is the ad agency in Iowa. You know, there are all of these people sprouting up across the globe who are now working with video in a way that they never have before, and it is opening up. Video is now the way people are beginning to communicate, and I think looking at it as purely like a cinematic art form that's happening in movie theaters is ignoring how we are now using video on all of these different platforms. So now it's gone from narrative to content marketing, and that is, I think the ramifications for that are enormous.
So it's starting to focus less on technology and more focused on storytelling, because the technology has become ubiquitous enough that just about anybody can use it.
Well, I think that, exactly, and I think the really interesting ramification of that now, if you are a storyteller in our business, that is what's going to become prioritized. That's going to be the discerning factor. At a certain point, all of these applications, you can do whatever, they're all great tools. So now it's about you, the artist, to differentiate yourself.
And what website can people go to learn more about your company?
LumaForge.com.
That's all one word, LumaForge, LumaForge.com. Sam Messman is the CEO of LumaForge. Sam, we'll bring you back for a longer conversation. Thanks so much.
Thanks as always,
Have
Larry.
A good show.